Hello, hello. Welcome along to another episode of the Laundry Room Podcast. How the hell are you doing, everybody? I'm absolutely fantastic. Thanks for not asking. Anyway, this week I am joined by one hell of a her on a second spin episode. She's been here before and she's back again. If you haven't already found out who it is by the artwork and the cover image that you've seen online, well then, what the fuck's wrong with you? Give it up. Make some noise for the one and only Becca Boots.
Hey.
All right, love, what's happening?
All good, love. I needed a second spin, didn't I? Still smell like shit.
You fuckers. No washing you ever. God, you're like Karma Violet's pants. No washing them at all. You just bin them or burn them. And like, burn the bastards.
My favorite thing about Karma Violet, though, is that she makes my lace look good.
Fuck. Do you always good lace? You still...
I like, fuck, I used to be a hairband.
I did, yeah. Well, I was like, I love your hairline. You're like, stop looking at it. And I was like,
so bad. It turned into a hard front.
Like, that is like... Like the DOE, you know, like laying tarmac on top of old cobbled streets. It's like in Victorian times, they got us new roads by laying cobble over the top of the... That's what they've done. That's what you've done to your hairline.
I've got better now. I look after them a bit more.
Yes, because you just turn the lighting down and nobody can see. They're like, back of your hair's great. I'm like, I know, keep that light low quick.
No, I just pay Sin now.
That's it. Shout out to Sin and the wigs. Call me Sin Wigs. Or, no, Sinful Wigs, isn't it?
Sinful Wigs, yeah.
That's right. Fucking that busy, she wouldn't give a fuck.
She's, I know,
like, I'm far too sinful for this stuff. Too busy for the wigs, but yep, she's done me a couple of styles as well. They're hanging about here somewhere.
She's so good.
She is. They're buried amongst, this is like fucking my, this room, I need an extension put on or something. I'm fucking running out of space.
I know I said this last time, but I literally just want to come in here and like play dress up.
The little boy in drag.
Fully. Like,
what do you want to put on? I'm like, you can wear a feathered hat, like you're some sort of showgirl from Vegas.
I know. And then the feather boa is there.
Most of the stuff I can't be arsed travelling with it to the gig. So I'm like, no, it's not coming out today. I'd buy stuff for fucking hundreds of pounds and go, it looks like effort to carry. I couldn't.
Doesn't fit in your Poundland bags. So you're like, fuck that.
Doesn't. Like, no, it doesn't go into the suitcase, the one singular suitcase that I want to carry. I'm like, no. I will not be seen walking up the street with two bags or the whole fucking, like, a big fucking dick. No, I want to look glamorous.
You look like you're running away from home.
Yeah, I'm like, I'm leaving and I'll not be back. See you all next week. I'll not be back. So how the fuck have you been since the last spin? God, it's been a very long time ago. I was looking the other night.
I know. Is it a year? Almost a year?
The podcast will be a year old on the 31st of January.
Oh my God.
I know, and you were slightly after the year, so it will be nearly a year.
Almost a year,
A year of me talking absolute chat.
Love it.
With all
love
the
it,
ones. It's been a good laugh.
It has.
People seem to enjoy it. I keep getting an old buzz of mics. We heard it in the last episode. What's the matter? It is my sex. Is it Mr. Sex Toy? Hello?
Turn your vibrator off for once, Jesus.
It was on in the last episode with Sabrina too. It was her love eggs.
Oh, she had the button, she was pressing it.
Wasn't even love eggs, it was actual boy legs in her arse. She just never like, I'm fucking starving. Like, all right, Sabrina, fuck's sake. I've laid on the drink, calm down.
I have a duck.
I love her duck, fuck's sake. Because we... No, she's moved out and all now, she's independent.
That's right, so she is.
I was going to say, emaciated woman.
Emaciated.
That means you're really like thin and sickly, and Sabrina is not.
Oh my God.
She will love... I'm only joking, Sabrina, I love you, you're gorgeous.
She's a fucking girl.
She is an emancipated woman. The emancipation is really weird. She's living out on her own now, being a woman.
She's all grown up now.
She is indeed. That's it. All grown up. You're a married woman and everything.
I know.
Fucking half my age, you bastard.
Half your age? What age are you?
I'm joking, not half my age. I'm 35. Like, are you half my age fucking stealing all the men? As I'd said previous to us recording, gays are either getting married, and by a certain time in the marriage, they'll either adopt a child or have a child or bring in a third.
It's totally.
Like, that's how it goes. And I'm like, I haven't even got a one. Never mind a fucking thing. You'll all go underground. It's like me and my husband. Look, I'm like, would you fuck off? I just want somebody that's not looking a fucking for me to come along and sit in the sofa and watch. I'm like, I am not in. Put on Corey there and give me a wee glass of Prosecco. I don't want to be watching you two cunts going, like, I'd like it there. I'm like, no, I fucking don't.
Like, each to their own. No, like, there's... Oh, what is it? Polyamorous, is it?
Polyglamorous, Gran Canaria.
So, like, no, the way... Do you remember Bob the Drag Queen? So, Bob the Drag Queen had a boyfriend and then another boyfriend, but the three of them weren't together. They
so
were just...
Bob's a cunt?
But I couldn't.
Like, yeah, you're like...
How do you have the time?
Sure, there's Derek Barry without... husband,
but they're a thruple, so that's different. So like, they're together. They're all three of them are together.
All boyfriend. I think. I'm like, that's fucking. So who do you, like, on a Monday I'll sleep in with you. On a Tuesday I'll sleep with you. On Wednesday then you go in with him.
Or trying to get a bed that big that all three of you fit in.
Jesus, it's like baby, like land me your man. Like, everybody, no, for here, fucking go for it. I'm just a bitter single old cunt, and seriously need to be loved up in the year 2025. 25. Like,
this will be the year.
I'm like,
this
will be the year. Fuck, every year's the fucking year. To be honest, I'd be like, yes, all for it. And then I'm like, get out of my house. I have ADHD and issues. You need to leave me alone for a couple of, you know, have quiet time.
But maybe you need to meet someone like that.
I think,
you know,
so.
What I mean?
Somebody that's on independent. My level. Somebody on my level. Isn't yeah. Some independent woman.
They're independent. You're independent, but they're also needy. I really want you.
I know. Speaking of a married life, how is a married life? Is it no different to any fucking... No,
see, as soon as you get married, everyone asks you, oh, how's married life?
Is it
like,
something
literally
changes?
The same. Literally the same. It's like, we just wear a ring now. That is literally it.
I know, as if like, you're going to wake up the next day and they're just like, ooh.
Oh, it's a Grindr notification.
That wasn't. That was actually my... Oh. I would like to marry you, madam. Very sexy. I am from Devon. Okay. Not too far away. Yeah, as if somebody, you're just going to wake up another day after your wedding and if, like, be like furries at the window and little,
I
like,
know.
Like in Snow White, like, da, 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 da. Like, you're like crimping pies and putting them on the windowsill and all, and they're like, what the fuck are you doing? Like,
but that's why at the end of those movies they say happily ever after, because after it, it's not interesting anymore because it's just the same. So,
it's like, and that was it.
That was it.
He sat in the other side of the room.
The only difference now is that you kind of go, I'm waiting for a shite. You know what I mean?
It was like, I'm just have to nip out for a phone call.
Yeah, like, oh, all mysterious.
I know, I do love that. I still laugh at it where you would never, like, if you're standing at somebody's, you know, you first met them, you go in and put the silencer down, a couple of layers of toilet roll. It's like, not like a nice mattress. I'm like, right. And then when you do shit, it goes, like, you can't hear it, happy days. But then if you're sitting and you've got one of those ones where it's like, like a scooter on a morning of ice, like, you're like, ah, shut up.
No, the difference is, so when me and Tom first started seeing, when I stayed over in his, I got up early, went, brushed my teeth, washed my face, and then got back in the bed for him waking up. See, now he'll text me and go, where are you? And I'll text him a poo emoji. And that's it. So that's the difference.
You got up and done the whole... What movie did I see that in?
That's where I got it from. I can't even remember what movie it is.
There was some movie where she got up and made herself all gorgeous and then got back and was lying like... And there was just like oh my
God. I just woke
God.
Up like this.
I just wake up and go, no specs on and on, no glasses on, I look like a fucking bean. I'm like, you want to call me?
Gag.
Or I'm like, I'm just going to nip into the bathroom. I think the person I was in the room before was like going to have... I was like, TikTok time.
Okay.
He's like, I'm waiting to bottom doing okay. But watch TikTok. or I think it was something else. I said, I was like, I'm waiting to reply to my correspondence. Yeah, yep. I'm off the shite, but I'm off to respond to my correspondence. I will be back forthwith. Pass me my quill. Like, yeah, that's it. Very nice British gentleman away for a shit. I'm like, that's me. Love up.
Isn't it so weird that everyone poos?
I know.
Like, Beyonce takes a shit.
Beyonce would curl one out.
Do you know that's my favourite game? Sorry, I'm going off again. Do you know what my favourite game to play is?
What?
See, when you can't sleep, you just sit there. So you name a celebrity and then a very mundane thing. So you'd be like, Julie Andrews buying toilet roll. And you just keep going with it. And you just keep naming celebrities doing mundane things. And it's so stupid.
Jennifer Lopez eating a taco.
Yeah, well...
Well, she would, just Mexican girl.
Oh, my God.
A little squeeze of lime. Like, margarita. Sí, por favor. Muchas gracias. Yeah, okay. I'm going to be like, you're my like, suck my flops. You know how this podcast goes. We know how it rolls. There's going to be a live episode on stage. So come and fucking be offended in real life.
Okay.
I think anybody that listens to this know not to be offended for fuck's sake.
They
know
course.
What I'm like.
Jesus Christ.
Sake. Come to one of my shows. I call people dickheads and everything.
Fucking worse than that, love.
I know. Fuck the things that have come out of my mouth. And I'm like, well, fuck the lot is.
Oh my was God.
Prosecco burps. Anyway.
Prosecco burps? It sounded like it came from the depths of your hole.
There's Tom, sometimes in the podcast I've burped and I don't know if you've heard it and I call it like the burping Arab. It's like, look what. Just boom. Yeah. You might hear it during the course of this episode as well. So stick around. He may appear on a boat. On a dinghy.
Oh my God.
Yeah, fuck's sake. So these random things. So we get Beyonce having a shite.
Yeah, exactly. Or you can be like, trying to think of like, because it's always funnier with like really
Jay-Z
big, like,
picking a bit of meat out of his teeth.
Yeah. Or like
supping and all. Like, what was it? Sheet or sirloin steak? Why is Jay-Z from Bellamina?
I know, Jesus.
Like, bitches and Paris.
Jay-Z.
Bitches are, what do you call that? N-words in Paris. Boy, I'm saying.
No problems.
And a bitch would not be one. I'm trying to think of other people. Like, Caitlyn Jenner taking her knickers off.
Yeah, or like, I'm trying to think now. I don't know. Like, Lady Gaga stubbing her toe.
Like, ah, you bastard. Ah, fuck's sake. Dropping her phone off the bed. Like, oh,
yeah.
Fuck's sake.
Yeah, like, fuck's sake. Like,
fuck's sake, lady.
Yeah, like, Kim Kardashian. Oh, I have one there. It's gone now.
Not getting bucked.
Gag.
Like, oh, there you go. Not having sex with a black man. What? That's fucking mundane as hell. Oh my, yeah, I love that. I'm not going to sit at all evening
it's
and just
so
think about it.
It's like,
or when you're sitting flying through Instagram at night going, oh, look at that. Oh, he's topless. He's gorgeous. Just think he's a random person.
Yeah.
Like, what are you doing tonight? Just sitting with a ball bag hanging out watching fucking,
like,
I don't know.
Tom Holland realizing there's no toilet roll left.
Oh, fuck. What have you got? Just a pack of baby wipes.
Opening the door slightly, going, Zendaya, get me some toilet roll from downstairs.
Could you pass me a pack of your beauty wipes? Yes, that's all I've got. Look at that. Ours has been wiped clean.
Using kitchen roll, do you know what I mean?
Yep. It's been many a time to use whatever the fuck there is. I've come in here. I'm like, what have I got? Where's the aloe vera wipes? Come with me. Burnt the tea tree wipes once? Fuck me. Never again.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
Jesus fucking God. I seen heaven. I was like, see me heaven.
Oh, God, the smell of that.
Oh, it was nice.
Really?
Well,
I don't know.
It's kind of like a bear shitting in the woods.
Oh my God.
Like a bear shitting in like a pine forest. I'm like,
do you remember it was a thing where bottoms were using Listerine on their hole?
What?
For like, you know, like getting eaten out, and they were doing Listerine on their hole, and like, it's just so vile to me.
That is... What?
That was a thing?
Burn the fucking arse
yourself.
That
was a thing.
Fuck me, if I wipe too hard, I'm going to fucking have 3 weeks with Suda Cream. Oh my God. What? Why? What?
I don't know.
The things that people are...
Listerine hole?
Mr. Lister. Oh, that's actually out of EastEnders character. It's like, Listerine hoop. I'm like, you're so fresh. I'm like, I know, thanks. Is that mint? I'm like, yes.
I know. Like full-on fartnamento.
Fuck's sake. I'm like, minty bum. I'm like, minty hole. All the fucking slagging you'd get. I'm like, oh, what flavour are you this week? I'm like... Mint. I couldn't but think like, of any other flavors. There wasn't
imagine,
any.
Imagine like licking someone's bum and it tastes like a mojito. Like,
what is that? Is that a bit of lime? A bit of fucking lime and sugar? I'm like, yeah, I just thought I'd go all like white on the lines. Like, you're so kind. Thank you. See, this is what I need to find fuckers like this. Like, anybody would want to put fucking lime and sugar into the first crack, I'd be all about it. Fucking orange. That's my
fucking orange.
So where is my plan of service? So anyway, I was going to say, yeah, so how the fuck are you? Happy New Year. It's 2025.
Happy New Year.
Yeah, so like, if you're ever working New Year's, do you ever like just be like, Happy New Year? And we're ready. 5 minutes later, everybody's like, Happy New Year. You're like, yeah, right, okay, anyway, it's just the same night. It's only like 5 minutes later, go away.
Completely.
It is the biggest anti-climax, that's what I'm trying to say. Yeah. Ever. It's like
the first two songs after the New Year, you're like, woo, and then everyone goes, right, okay.
Like, right, I finished my Prosecco. Yeah. I'm with Refag.
Yeah, and then they're like, I can't get a taxi home.
That's it. Like, you have to go at like 101. You're like, not even 101, 12:31. You're like, great, thanks very much. It was great. Happy New Year.
Bye.
Go on. Or I love people go, see in 2025. And like, you're fucking stabby.
No, I haven't had a shower since last year.
All of those last year puns, jokes. I'm like, you're not funny. You're just shit.
Like, oh my God, why have you the sense of humor of a 50-year-old dad? Like fuck up.
I haven't seen you since last year. I was like,
yesterday.
I was like, I will fuck you, dickhead. No, hate all that shit. I hate New Year's Eve. I hate the time in between New Year's Eve and New Year. You're like, what day is it? Where am I?
Literally, fucking. What's the word?
Crimbo limbo.
Yeah. Oh my God. Gag. Love that.
I called that the other week. People were like, oh, it's Crembo Limbo. And I was like, fuck me.
Gag.
And it is where it's like, it is a Saturday, but it feels like it's a Wednesday afternoon because I've sat and watched Harry Potter all afternoon and then get into drag. I was like, here we are. What's happening? You fuckbags.
Like, it is wild just the time in between. You're just like, you're usually down as well because you know you've been drinking Christmas, Boxing Day. So you're trying to recover and then you're like, I'm trying to get my body ready to drink again on New Year's.
Yeah, or not. It's like, even though I find this year because, Christmas fail on days that I was actually off work anyway, so there was no real break from, you know, you're like, we're off dragged after for Christmas. I was like, no, it's just been a couple of days, it's not a lot of time. Like, all right, back. Hiya.
See, I was just all busy to be off my day job.
I said, whoop. Oh, well, yeah, I see, well, me too. I was like, flying. I wasn't even flying. It was my days off as well there. So I was like, right, well, anyway, then fucking straight back in. Like, Happy New Year. People still getting off the plane now on the 10th of January, like, Happy New Year. It's like,
you're like, right.
It's already fucking April. Go ahead. Like, there's Easter eggs in the shops. There's Easter eggs.
Really?
I'm like, is there any need? Like, really? Stop ramming it. I'm Valentine's Day. Shit. Fuck off.
No, but here, I'm not complaining though because there's cream eggs back in the shops right at the till, and I'm like, oh,
how do you eat a cream egg? How do you eat yours? What was is that? I thought it was a cream egg.
So I bite the top of it
and then rim the fuck out of it.
No, then break it in half, then lick it out.
lick it out. With loads of Listerine on top of it. Just the wee hole on top of their gun. That's, I bet you that's how young gay boys practice their rimming with cream eggs. Bet you. I'm like, what are you, mommy, what are you doing? I'm like, no, I'm just licking the fuck out of cream. I swear to God, I've licked that right down to your nubbin. If you have practiced on a cream egg your oral skills, do let me know in the comments. I definitely haven't, because I was a really fat kid and I ate my fucking cream egg.
One gulp. Whoop.
Fuck me. Whoop. 2, 3. You know when you get a pack of 6? It was before. Yeah. I was like, yeah, fucking hell. And then got a really sore head. I was like, I think I've had too much sugar. Like, you fat cunt. Jesus Christ. Have you any New Year's resolutions? I do think New Year's resolutions are just a feat of fuck.
No, Philly. See, I'm going to sound really, 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 really tacky here.
I love it.
But my one every year until this year was just be a nicer person. But then this year, it's actually to be a bit meaner.
Oh, you have to, like, I'm going to actually be a bit more meaner and just not be like
stand up for myself.
Yes.
Whereas before, I was like, oh, I'll be nicer. But then I'm like, no, what? Fuck up.
Tell you what, being nice gets you fucking nowhere.
Exactly. So
this world is all too nice. Like, oh, fuck. It's like, be fucking, think of yourself and fuck everybody else, because if the opportunity arose, people will walk the fuck plane over the top
of
you.
But no, like, because you're a perfect example of that, I feel like, because you're very like, oh, I will say how I feel, but you do still look out for people. So you can't be nice, but stand up for yourself.
Yeah.
So I'm like, that's what I need to learn.
I'm nice, and yeah, but fuck with me, and you will find out, bastard. Yeah,
do you know what I mean?
Oh, 100%.
Instead of just being, because I usually, my old saying was,
moosh.
I know, stop. I'm like, skip it up and blow it up.
We're having prosciutto.
No, because I used to always say to myself, if it's gonna, is it going to affect my life in 5 years? And if not, then I didn't care. But now I'm like, but it's affecting me now, so fuck it.
Yeah, exactly. I'm gonna say. Like, 5 years, fuck. Yeah, see, with the fucking the World of Dragon, and you don't even know what you're doing in 3 weeks. You're like, am I booked for something? I don't know. But yeah, no, you just say, no, bitch, this is not for me, or things. Mm-hmm. They're like, oh, I need to do it. Or gigs, I just be like, no.
Yeah, no, that's another thing. Because I would just say yes to everything and burn myself out, so.
I'd be like, no. I can only, do you know what? See, now that I've reached this fucking ripe old age of Herbag, I have like 1 gig a week in me. So I see like 2 or 3 in the book. I'm like, what? How the fuck can I do that? But I ring and say.
Yeah.
I'm like, Becca. You get a text like, Becca, buddy, yeah. Like, do you want to go to do this for me? Yeah, perfect. Okay. Happy to work away. Thank God you're here.
I know.
You and Garnelle Voss keeping it all going.
I know, bless her.
Backing up the bitches. Before we take a short break, just want to give some Instagram shout-outs. I was asking everybody online. It's like, oh, who wants a shout-out? Axie sound like some, like, oh, the dearly departed Chazzy Shankill. I know. That's literally did not. That was not on my 2024 book.
This is no word of a lie. Did you know that when Ms. Tasty found out that Chazzy Shankill died, she was in work and literally had to turn around to her colleague and was like, I need to sit down. She was shook.
She's like, oh my God, what the fuck? I was like, no way. What? And then obviously people on TikTok like, oh, around with their videos and shit.
Like, I don't know. Like, God,
like, you know nothing, you fucking bastards.
Let her rest. Jesus Christ.
But I did ask for shout outs or New Year's resolutions, because we were talking about them there. Espresso from Espresso Martini Incorporated.
Love.
That's a new business
name,
I think.
Love them.
My New Year's resolution is to be more evil, aka stand up for myself more and not let others walk on
Gag!
Me.
Ditto.
Say,
ditto,
there you ditto, go. I think I will be running classes on how to...
Yeah.
How to do you?
Yeah,
just tell people
fully.
Fuck off. It's like, I tell you what, you're gonna get a fucking boot to the back of the head. You're gonna get fly kicked in Union Street.
A back of boot to the back of the head.
Exactly. Fucking exactly. There's a New Year's resolution from Ryan McKenna, is not to go to the sauna as much.
Aww.
I haven't been there in years. I'll maybe call in, make sure you're not there. I'm like, see here, see signed in. I'm like, all right. Paletta Stiletta says, can she have a shout out?
No,
I'm sorry. Shout out to her. Hold on, we've actually run out of our credits here. Oh. Hiya, Paletta.
Our Paul.
He probably not have heard this at all. At rhyme. Remember, you used to have one ball. No, he didn't, because that's our Paul. I'm a rapstress.
I can't wait for that to be on Spotify.
Oh my God, don't I need to put all my shit on Spotify? Fucking, it's actually. I was actually going to speak about like Belfast rappers. Have you ever seen like all these like rappers now in Belfast and TikTok? I'm like, well, when did that? I think I could be in that game.
There
like,
used to be a fella in my school. I'll tell you when we're talking about
it. Oh, yeah, we'll come to you. We also have here Ryan 2296 God, my God. Oh, it's wee Ryan that works in the Balmoral, wee Harry Potter with the glasses. He wrote his question, or his New Year's resolution is learn how to dance. Because he got up on Saturday night and did a little dance game in Union Street and was absolutely pish. Shite as fuck. And then, of course, Auntie Marie, the large and in charge businesswoman of Newry, has said, talk about her finally ordering a new wig and buying pads. She's finally come into the year and she's finally made herself bigger.
Tell her she needs to stop AI in her outfits, never mind.
Yes, tell you what, Marie, you have now got a new wig, you've got pads. We're going to leave AI in 2024 because that one picture has done fucking miles for Jesus, you, love. And I'm all about it, but Jesus, come on.
Like, Auntie Marie, we love you.
Fucking girl. We'll come away down and we'll get you a couple of pictures taken on the iPhone there and we'll get them all fixed up in some way. We'll drape a wee bit of fabric around you and all. And
that's going to be fucking Drag Race season 36. They're all just AI. Auntie Marie fucking trailblazer.
I actually see on TikTok these ones like a drag competition. It's just two dickheads sending pictures or somebody making up their own like AI related drag series. I'm like, are these kids? They must be, because I'm just not going to be fucking.
They have to be.
It's like, what's this shite? And then I'm like, that's definitely an AI drag queen. No type of drag queen. What's your name? Like, Twisty Bitch. I'm like, oh, yeah, come on, fuck me. Think you're Dragula. I'm a ghost.
Do you ever see the drag competitions on TikTok? They're like, where they literally go on live and all and compete and you have to like vote. I'm like, this is a fucking squeal.
I watched some of the other night in this doll in their living room, and the living room was fog. It was like lockdown drag. It was terrible. It was like, the fuck is that living room? And then this one had a backdrop, but it was just literally like an unironed flag in a door.
Gag.
And that is one of my biggest fucking hates. Is see if you're going to hang a flag anywhere, iron the fucker. Have a bit of fucking respect for the fabric that you are going mad. Steam it, iron it, flatten it out. Do not fucking. I hate you see somebody on TikTok screaming about rights and all sorts of shit, and I have every fucking flag going, and they're all just out of the packet in the background. That's disrespectful.
That's to represent the old gays, the wrinkles.
No, it's terrible. I would say if that was representing me, the Trudy Scrumptious would kick the fuck out of you for saying that. I am affronted by a fucking unarmed flag. I can't. Or in Pride Day, a float's gone past and all the flags have just been pulled out of the bag that morning. I'm like, I know we're on a time constraint, but why was nobody steaming them the night before?
And surely you should have one already, do you know what I mean?
Somebody has to be. This year's Pride has. Somebody must be on the committee for steaming. I'm like, is it this the bar? No, I'm all about the fabric being completely pressed and ready to go. Bit of starch spraying all on it for that fucking. I'm all for it. Tell you what, I'm a way to steam myself out to fuck because I've got Botox lines. We're going to take a break. We will just come back and see you in a second. Bye bye.
The Laundry Room Podcast. Coming live in 2025. You've enjoyed it online. You've enjoyed the podcast. So why not come along and see it in person? Stick around, listen in, and wait for the details. 2025, the podcast live.
Well there, howdy. Welcome back. What the fuck was that? Hello, welcome back. How you doing? To the Laundry Room Podcast. That was me trying to be Southern. That really did not work. Howdy, y'all. Where today I am joined by the fabulous Rebecca Boots.
You!
Rebecca Boots. What are you?
Rebecca Bootsworth the First.
Bootsworth?
Yeah,
that's the full term.
Rebecca Bootsworth the First.
She's called it Boots just to keep it in like... Keep it all sort of keep cool with the kids. But before the break, we were talking about mentions. Just want to give a big mention, big happy birthday to Ryan Wilkinson.
Oh,
lovely
happy birthday, Ryan.
It was his birthday there within the past 7 working days. So we just want to give him a shout out there for your birthday, love. Hope you had a lovely one, you and your boyfriend, husband to be, fiance, person of love, of interest. Yes, fiance.
Bless.
They're getting married. I'd like to be wedding entertainment. I could come in and do a whole podcast episode on marriage and wedding shit. Like, me as a single woman telling you how to get married. Fuck the amount of weddings I've done in my career for
Would
people.
You rather propose or be proposed to?
I don't know.
Just either or?
Fuck, yeah.
You don't really care?
I haven't even fucking got past fucking dating someone for 6 months. It's been mental, so I'm like, yep. Yeah, fuck.
I kind of didn't give Tom an option. I told him, I was like, I want to be married by the time I'm 25.
Okay.
I literally just told him.
This is how it is.
Got married when I was 26, but still.
It's like, this is how it is, and if not, you have to sign this shit right now. Like, okay. It's like gun to the back, shotgun marriage.
I told him he was my boyfriend as well.
Like, you're my boyfriend now? Like,
No, he said someone asked him, and I was like, what'd you tell him? And he was like, well, I don't know. And I was like, you should have told him it was your boyfriend.
Oh.
And that was it.
That was it. It's like fucking locked in the basement now. I'm like, you're my husband. You will have bread and water. Good fuck you, bastard.
Oh my God, did you ever hear, do you ever listen to Brittany Bruschi?
No.
You would love her. She's just fucking mental. It's her in a room on her own podcast. Who talking absolute shit. She's the girl, no, the kombucha girl. Remember she was like, do you remember that video?
Oh,
no?
Yeah.
But it's her. She's so funny. But she does this thing where she goes, we work for 1 half hour, 2 half hour, cigarette for lunch. And it's all I think about.
That is what you do. I'm like, I work for 1 half hour, 2 half hour, cigarette for lunch.
But like literally when I'm doing a gig, I'm just like, 1 half hour, 2 half hour, cigarette for lunch.
Well, you probably know that the fucking accents that live in my head are just all in there in a big mashup of shit. There's days I'm walking around the house, like, narrating myself. You know, I've only read recently that some people don't have an inner monologue.
Yeah, what?
I'm like, what?
What? But there's people as well. Another way, like, say if I say to you, picture a red apple. Can you see a red apple in your head clearly? Some people can't do that.
They cannot picture. I'm like, what?
How like, that is mental.
Just see a red apple sitting in Tesco? Or, like, yeah. Just... when you said that, I just pictured it on the old hand in Snow White. Because we were talking about Snow White earlier on. So I'm like, okay. You want to try this apple? I was like, why the fuck did some random old bitch come up the window and go, do you want to try this apple? And you go, I guess a wee fucking nibble on that.
Okay,
no,
okay.
Like, get the fuck away from my window, you creep. Like, why are you
famished?
Like, why are you wearing a fucking cloak and a basket of apples coming out to some bitch's window?
With a nose like Chrissy?
It was Chrissy Talks, I say.
That's what happened to me. She literally offered me the apple for Friday.
You see? And then you got really sick. Sure,
yeah,
like, boom.
Exactly.
You ate her apple crumble.
Yeah.
But and see Disney stories, you could literally say them for how they actually are. Like, Aladdin, some tramp went up to, like, they call that
palace.
I was like, here, love, do you want to have a go with my carpet?
Yeah.
You're like, I'm on the fuck.
Fairly.
Do you want to go for a joyride? That's basically what it is. And you're like, yeah, sweet. And then she thought he was all rich and shit.
Yeah.
But he wasn't. He was a gippo.
Yeah.
And boom. Then there was some camp as fuck. Jafar.
I know, he was a faggot.
Jafar was gay as hell. Jafar was in a dress with curled up shoes and all.
Fully. But do you not notice that a lot of like villains are like queer coded?
Oh,
do you know what I mean?
God,
I love
yeah.
it.
Like, Maleficent was a man.
Male.
Maleficent was male and identified actually as them. And if you don't respect that, Walt Disney is a Nazi.
Chrissy's pronouns are fee-fi-fo-fum. She's a giant bitch.
Because she drinks the blood of Englishmen.
Fully.
Yeah. 100%. It's like she rubs their bones together to make their bread. And
I'm only doing this, by the way, because you started her. See, anything, she has a go at my teeth, so I'm having a fucking go at her.
Exactly. Like, you have beautiful little tombstones.
Stop it. It's like Kirsten Dunst. Did you ever see her? She still has all fucking baby teeth.
You're like Millfield Cemetery. You're like, oh, look, I can see Jerry.
They're not that bad.
Jerry Adams is hiding behind one of them.
They're
firing.
Not that bad. They're just a bit gappy.
If anybody's,
if anybody's
listening to this, Jerry Adams is not a part of any paramilitary organisation, thank you. You could eat an apple through, I love that saying.
Yeah, it's so funny.
Like, should be able to eat an apple through a letterbox. I was like, I love that one. I was like, the big mouth, I can just picture, it's like picture in your head a mouth coming through a letterbox. I'm like, Beck, what are you doing here?
Fuck off.
Is that how you met your husband? And I'm sucking a dick through a letterbox.
You're the man disgusting.
To fucking disgusting. But I tell you what, Chrissy's a big doll.
It's just fuck. Like,
she's fabulous, this big doll.
She's fabulous. And she's, God love her.
God love her.
No, just, like, see when we're doing a gig, or is just a river running down her face?
She's a wet girl, like.
Like, wet.
Quarren,
soaking.
Wet. Slip and slide.
And then I go, am I sweating? I'm like, no, it's just her sweat hitting me.
I, like, flicking, like, I'm drenched. I'm like, you need a fan behind the DJ box, or, like, get something, or, like, a sweat.
Still doesn't work.
Or squeegee, and I'm like,
yeah, that's exactly it. That's it.
I don't. Well, I do sweat, because, I mean, I go up the stairs and I'm fucked. I'm like, oh, Jesus God. I just stand there with my call people dickheads and then do the odd wee burly round. I'm like, that's it. If you're expecting dance moves off me and get into my pensioner era shortly, you're going to get a fucking
Gag.
Smile and a point of a finger. You're like one of those, just stand.
The
stage we have is literally 4 foot by 4 foot. So you could, yeah. I can move 2 shovels to the left and 2 shovels to the right.
It was literally saved from a bonfire.
Welcome, I am burping Arab. I told you you'd be arriving. Shout out, big up. Do you ever hear people on TikTok live?
No.
They're always like, big up. I'm like, what is that? Fuck. What?
No, see, but you know, in my head, you know who originated that? Do you remember Big Brother? And there was Ashaline. And she was like, big up to all the single mums.
Yes.
Some blonde white girl. And she was like, big up to all the single mums.
Oh my God.
Wild.
Yes. Memory on. unlocked. Yeah. It wasn't even unlocking. It's like something getting sucked down.
I know.
It's like a lemon sherbet being sucked on there.
I was like an old woman eating a Werther's original.
Shout out now to me single moms eating your lemon drops and Werther's original. Oh, you gotta get those taffy treats in your mouth now, grandma. I do
it's
love a Jamaican
accent. Scary hard greet you heard that.
Oh, Miguel.
But you know them.
Miguel would be crazy for the Smirnoff Ice. For the Werther's original and the Smirnoff Ice. She'd be drinking that shit, boom, boom, down. Smirnoff Ice and Werther's original. What a fucking mix.
Oh my
where
god.
Where that
gag.
Came from, but there you go. yep, accents are. I kiss my teeth. I do that quite a lot.
What's your favourite accent today?
Fuck. I always go straight to a Manchester woman.
Yeah, you do, actually.
I don't understand why. Like, the other day I was in work and this girl was coming off the plane and her bag, do you ever see as you're getting off, say, the back or the front? And the armrest, I guess, so the one of the, you know, the long hanging hand over bag attached to the chair. And usually crew are like, oh, do you want to stay with us? I'm like, no, don't say that. I was just like, oh, you've left your stuff behind. It just came out that quick. The girl beside me burst into the fucking laughter. The woman near folded in embarrassment. But I didn't mean, and she must have just thought I was, because we flew into Edinburgh, Newcastle. I don't even know where. We flew somewhere this fucking tube. And I was like, oh, you nearly, do you drop your things? You want to stay on board, do you? So I'm like, yeah, fuck it. Nobody knows me. I'll never see these faces again. I think I might just start in the new year now going, oh, not also on board today's flight. We've got a fantastic duty-free selection. Our perfumes are offered in fantastic sizes, including a fantastic deal on our Easy Mac intense. Just go in and out of every possible.
At the start there, you really sound like an ITV2 advert.
ITV2?
Do you know, like, the competition bit?
Oh, yes. I'm like,
you can win £2,000 or whatever.
Do you want to win a fabulous home in the Cotswolds and £2,000 cash? Well, just send us all of your details, including your birth certificate, your mum's maiden name, and the last three digits on the back of your card. After that, you'll be put into a random draw where you will win absolutely fuck all. That's the amazingcompetitions.co.uk.
Okay.
It's, you can hear them with a smile, not a real Fully. Demonic thing. .co.uk.
And you just know they're pure orange with white teeth.
They're going to get get your money. The fucking mic is getting me tonight. I swear this done the last one too. It's, I have technical problems. I'm called Mumbai. Mum, what do you say to your mum when she leaves the house?
Mumbai.
Just made that up there now. Copyright that. I'll be saying that this week at my gigs.
Like, definitely.
All one. Fuck's sake. Right. Oh my god. Just listening to my frustration as we record. I know that you all enjoy the tangentness of this podcast. It's fucking great.
Do you know what this is like, you know, when you have really bad earphones and you have to hold it in a certain place just to get it right?
Yep. Oh, there was what did I have ages ago? Like when I stayed at my granny's house years ago, she actually had a proper old TV and it had an aerial, and there was only so many places in the room. And I wanted to watch Graham Norton because, you know, I was a wee secret fruit.
Yeah.
And I was like trying to fucking get, and it was like you had to balance yourself on a chair with one leg up. You'd have the other arm like pointing east. You'd have a book by fucking Hemingway sitting on your armpit, and you're like, right. I'm ready to watch, and you're like, the fuck.
Yeah, I remember like when I was really really young in my room, there was like a TV with like the aerial thing, and like if I sat a certain way it went off, so I had to sit in a certain position for it to work. I don't know if that's scientific.
Was your teeth blocking the signals coming in?
Like, smack you.
You're not getting bad with these motherfucking teeth. They're not hillbilly teeth at all. They're very nice. They're beautiful. Your husband loves them. Leave them alone. Right.
Fuck off.
So what was my next tell me everything, what's going on at the minute with you, what is new in the world of boots, Becca? Absolutely nothing, thanks for coming. What a great week. Goodbye.
Well, I got a promotion in my day job, but that's
you did. Oh my god,
we manager now.
A manager, yes. My god, fantastic. What do you work as a day man? Some sort of something.
Yeah.
An inspector of penises?
Yeah, exactly.
With a magnifying glass. It's only small penises you'll be looking for. Like, I'm here with my goggles. So we talked about New Year's resolutions. Yes, that was absolutely great. But I actually want to move on to what's your pet hates? What's your biggest? I hate the word ick because it really pisses me off. But what are you fucking like? Oh my god, that does my coop, man.
When people say idea.
I have an idea.
Oh fuck! It turns me. It's like saying I'm going to go to IKEA.
Ikea.
Do you know what I mean? Like, why is there an R there?
It's adding letters to anything. Like, little, L-I-D-L. Why is it sometimes people write, I'm going to Littles?
Yeah.
It's like, that's a plural. It means it's Littles.
To be fair, we do it with Tesco. We say Tesco's instead of Tesco.
That's very true.
See? Caught you out there.
Well, fuck up. I'm leaving in anger. I heard you say.
I love silly.
I've seen people writing Asdas. I'm like, Asdas. Only Asdas.
Yep.
Like, what? Tesco. Oh, no, I say Tesco.
Posh. So
I have to go over to Tesco.
Oh, mommy, you're posh.
Go get Tesco. Becca gets her best clothes. Remember that as a kid? People like, Tesco's, where you get your best clothes. I'm like, fucking Cherokee Ranges cracker. How dare you? I have dresses. I used to have dresses for drag at a fucking Tesco.
Stop it. No.
Did. A lovely fucking shirt dress.
Stop
and it. When it was all the rage 10 years ago. it was beautiful. Beautiful for a
fucking
gag. No, it was like a blazer, like a wraparound blaze dress.
Yeah.
I know. Me and Trudy had the same one. I think she still has hers. The sparkles all fell off, man.
She's probably sewing hers into four different costumes. It's been fucking, like Marge.
It's been revamped into many Chanel suits.
Yeah,
like,
fully.
I love your suits. Yeah, pet hate is so S's and random letters on the things.
Yeah. But you know what I love? Do you ever play the game where you just talk about like random X? Like they're so ridiculous that it's not fair that they're X, but they are X. No, like just say like you're playing pool and the ball rolls off the table and the fella runs after it.
Oh yeah,
it's you're like
oh my god, I'm embarrassed. Yes, I've seen these on TikTok with girls like, oh, what's your guy? Whenever he pays the bill, I'm like, what? That you're embarrassed by that? I'm like, what the fuck am I?
A fella can't untie his shoe. Or just something like icky about like, it. You're like, oh my god, it's got their feet. You can't untie your shoe.
You come into my house and take your shoes off. I'm like, I have a neck. You're like, what? It's getting that way. It's like, then there was one I seen, like, just breathing. Like, my ick is whenever they breathe too heavy. I'm like, so breathing?
Yeah.
I'm not allowed to do that. Mine are actually like on TikTok videos when people say, so I'm just going to go in with, you know, when they're doing I'm going in with. I've heard of somebody making fucking dinner. I'm like, so I'm just going to go in with the salt. I'm like, you're going in with the salt?
Fuck off.
You fucking idiot.
No, it sounds so pretentious.
Oh, 100%.
Because I remember when I was in school and, you know, like doing art and stuff, and I remember there was a wee fellow in my class, he was so pretentious, and he turned, he was talking to the teacher, and he was like,
wee bastard.
So I did this like red effect. It's like, you painted a fucking red.
Yeah.
It's not a red effect. You painted a fucking red.
I love him. It's just this like red motif. I'm like, it's just a red wall.
Yeah.
It's
like, fuck up.
Doesn't need that. But it's, I'm just going to go in with the Lisa Mercy pretty powder in shade Hoisma. And then the hand comes up behind it. And I'm like, why the hand? We can clearly see everything that's going on. Your lighting is fucking diabolical. You look like a dickhead. Why are you doing videos? There's also a curtain top. It's like, hi everyone, come along to my videos. And fuck me, she does eyeshadow. And it's literally at her eyebrow.
I think I know you're right.
But the followers are unbelievable. Whether they're watching out of pity or... But, I don't know. I'm not going to be hateful. I'm all for it. I'm like, go on, bitch, sled. In my 2024, I need to be... I'm trying to be nicer and not a bit of a hateful.
We're swapping.
We're kind of swapping, but I'm still going to be, like, I'll cut the fuck out of you, like, with words. Because it's my humour. It's not my actual... My humour, my drag character is a cunt. And I have to play those games. I have to play those games. But as my general self, no, I'm quite nice. So I'm like, I'll leave a comment going, that's lovely, but don't check.
Yeah.
When you see him, like... like, is most I'm like, oh, God, really? But my other one is on TikTok as well. Whenever a load of the Belfast, we know these people that go live, and they're all like, I want to keep it off this app. I'm like, that sounds
you what gonna liar, keep,
or I don't want to bring it onto the app. I'm like, why don't you just call it onto here, onto TikTok, the app? Everything's the app. I'm like,
but it's because they're full of shit as well. They're like, why are you on live then?
It's like,
fuck up,
lying in bed like with a daddy hanging out, eating fully. A bag of crisps. I'm like, I would never be seen. I'm like, no, it's going to take me
12. Her husband watched them months.
So many times I've wanted to do TikTok lives, and then I'm like, I'm not dressed. No, absolutely not. I don't do half makeup. I'm like, fuck that shit.
See, no, I remember, because do you ever see Sassy Heels on live? I love her. And then one time I was watching her, and she was like, join me back. And I was like, my drag room is a fucking pit. I am like, not going on this.
No, love, I'm sorry. I am not voting for that right now, but I'm voting for her. Ah, oh, queese ass heels.
Lovely, I love
girl.
Her.
Lovely big girl. So shit.
She's a fucking squeal.
Absolute mad bitch. But sorry.
Oh, fully.
Fucking bad shit. I'm all for her. But vote for her. But if you have any voting anywhere, any country, if fucking Surrey are voting for their new fucking president, vote for Sassy Heels to run that shit. I am all for it. There was another, another thing, but it's literally something that's really fucking great in my tits at the minute. I said it earlier on, but it's these fucking dicks online with... just somebody, everybody has something to fucking say. It's like, yeah. Recently, obviously, Vivian had passed away, and mm-hmm. every single post you fucking see online is always somebody writing something fucking horrible, or like, hey, I don't care, one more paedophile down. I'm like, fuck me. These fucking haters that think we're paedophiles. I'm like, your kid is fat and ugly. We don't want it.
Yeah, but it's like, the thing is, drag queens, generally, the most drag queens I know don't fucking like children. They don't want to be around children.
Hell no.
Do the thing. But don't get me wrong, obviously the ones that want to do the story time and all, I do think that's lovely. It's not for me, but I think it's lovely.
Fuck no. But I'd like, say fuck to equivalent about the Sleeping Beauty would not wake up. She was shattered. She'd done 3 days at work and she was no waking her up on the Monday morning. She's terrible hangover from Simbuga. The Ugly Sisters. Were they in Sleeping Beauty? Weren't the Ugly Sisters?
Yeah, the Ugly Stepsisters.
Were they?
Aye.
Oh, okay. They were also land hungover. They were. They were Janet. They were on the fucking Jaeger bombs, and then I can't remember the rest of the story. What happened? How did she
something end up about a pumpkin turning into a carriage? Isn't it? Oh, it's midnight.
What happened?
Is that Sleeping Beauty?
How did she end up falling asleep?
She pricked a pin, a spin needle.
She got roofied on her night out. She's like, I'm fucked out of it. I'm like, fucking finger quick. Put a rose in her daddy's. My God, put a pearl necklace on her quickly.
Jesus.
So, yeah, right, that's right. Maleficent was in that one, wasn't she?
Isn't it?
Male
yeah.
fans.
Yeah.
Male offense.
Yeah.
Right, okay, well, that's that story. Snow White, of course, was the evil queen. Yep, she wanted to, I don't know, she was just a mad bitch.
Aye.
Yeah, that was kind of it. We're back to Disney with the plots again.
What's your favourite Disney movie?
My favourite Aladdin.
Oh, Aladdin?
I
oh, really?
Aladdin, yeah. Prince Ali, Fabius, he, Ali Ababa.
Okay, you know what mine is? And it's not like one of the big ones, but The Fox and the Hound.
Oh, that's an oldie.
It's amazing. Oldie, I remember when oldie? I was like a kid, I was sick or something, and then my godmother bought me it on tape at our old
VHS.
And ever since then, it's just my favourite film. I think it's beautiful.
The Fox and Hound. And what happened in it again?
It was a fox and a hound, but then they were friends when they were like a puppy and puppies, and then the hound gets trained by a hunter, and then he has to like, oh, it's heartbreaking.
English fox hunting, and it finds, and it's like, whoa, it's one of the old fucking
oh,
ones.
Oh, it's brilliant.
I like Aladdin. I liked. I enjoy Toy Story now. I love the.
That's Pixar, but.
Oh, that is Pixar.
It is technically Disney, but it's Pixar.
It was different.
We're talking about Pixar now.
Pocahontas is good too.
Yeah. Love Pocahontas.
She was great.
Have you ever seen Pocahontas 2 though? Ruins the whole fucking thing.
What happens then? Did she not live happily ever after?
No, she literally goes there and John Smith's a fucking cunt. And he's like, yeah, we're going to take over your land and da 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 da. And she's like, I'm sorry, what? It's mental.
Pure poca.
Yeah.
Poca.
But is that based on a true story?
I don't know.
I think it's
loosely. It might be. Like, Pocahontas was some doll.
Yeah. Some doll.
Her name was actually, Fuck Your Hontas.
Poke My Hontas.
Poke My Hontas. Poca was her first name. Hontas was her surname. Ms. Hontas. I'm like, yes. Yes. Why is she an old, like, yes, I have.
Why do you keep going, like, Louisiana? Like,
don't, no, don't ask me. It is just I'm like, Hocus Pocus? No. Hocus. I'm Googling, this bitch, Poca.
Pocus ultrasound? Why the fuck's that come up?
It's Google suggesting things. It's not what I've been
no,
looking for.
No, you've been looking up.
I've been sitting having a wank. I'm like, oh.
See, yeah, she's
Pocahontas
real.
Pocahontas was a Native American woman belonging to the Powhatan people, notable for her association with the colonial settlement at Jamestown, Virginia. That's why I'm doing that accent.
See?
She died in March 1617. Ah, oh, God.
That was the year Trudy was born. I just keep calling Trudy old, but she'll never listen to this. So.
What happened to John Smith and Pocahontas? Pocahontas was not allowed to visit Jamestown anymore. In the fall of 1609, Smith left Virginia because of a severe gunpowder wound. He was hurt. He was very, very sore.
See, no, that's not what happens in Pocahontas, too.
Same.
They get there and he's a wanker.
Pocahontas and Powhatan were told Smith died on the way back to England. Pocahontas stopped visiting the English, and she got on with her life and met and had 5 more kids.
Yeah, she does actually meet someone else in Pocahontas.
Shit.
Swear to God.
Oh, shit.
Fair play to her.
There's my fucking system getting really excited about Pocahontas' new love life. I'm like, come on, bitch. You can do that. Fucking right. John Smith, he was her and loved it.
He was a, what do you call it? I forget what the word is. Never mind. I just burped.
I don't know what he was. I'm just giggling.
No, there's a word.
What about 100 Mil Dalmatians?
Do you remember that?
Yes. Aww. Just some mad bitch just wanted to make a coat out of Dalmatians again. I'm like, really?
So she was a drag queen.
Oh, God, yeah. Fucking Papage. I'm like, yes. And driving like a fucking maniac.
Fucking
like, getting to the gig on a summer's on a winter's
do
night.
You remember that scene where she's driving? Like, her eyes are whopped out of her tits.
Fucking sniff poppers and drove a car.
Fully.
It's like, oh, my God.
So fucking drank them.
Here I have Googled Disney movies, and it's going to give me a whole list of everything. So I'm like, right, okay. The Lion King. Nya, so when, yeah, gonna come fuck my dad. I didn't really.
I like the music because it's Elton John, but.
Can You Feel the Love Tonight?
Yeah.
I might perform that on my next Saturday show.
You should.
Dressed as a lion.
Okay.
Can you feel my cum tonight? There's a song, fuck this. Bombay as well, the deer, the wee deer.
Oh, that was dead. So I don't really remember it though.
It was a very, very old. Hello, welcome back to this fucking. This microphone. Anyway, Bambi, it was one, an old one from years, because I know my mom used to love it, still does. Like, oh, Bambi, Thumper. I hated it. I was like,
I know the story and stuff, but I just don't remember, like.
Or my gosh, Bambi. I don't know whether it was Bambi or a boy or a girl. Bambi known better, right?
I have no fucking clue.
Bambi was non-conforming.
She's just a deer. She's just a deer thing. She's
non-conforming, just, gender fluid.
Just a deer.
just a hole.
Just a deer. Just a Bambi.
And I'm just a deer.
Or what if it was Bambi and she was a bi?
Oh my god, bisexual.
Bisexual.
She's all about that life.
Bisexual.
Like, how dare you assume her shit. So Irma got shot and I was like, what happened?
Irma died in the start of her or something like that.
And then
she was an orphan or something. And then she got adopted by like a rabbit or something.
Fuck, well,
I have no idea.
But in real life, the
that's
deer.
That's what we should do as a segment.
What?
Retail films we've never seen.
Just in the way that. Yeah, like we're doing right now. Like, Tangled. I never watched it. But
fucking love Tangled.
Is that just some her that hasn't cut her hair?
Yeah, it's Rapunzel.
Oh fuck, let her hair down.
Yeah.
Right.
The music in that's brilliant. Fucking Mother Knows Best is one of the best Disney songs ever.
Never watched that.
Love it.
Beauty and the Beast. Fuck. So she fell in love with a big fucking. A big monster.
She was a furry.
Like, she thought that was attractive. Like, come on.
She fell in love with him, then he turned into a man, then she went, can you turn back?
Yeah, would you go back to that fucking ravenous beast?
Yeah, she's like, I want that hair on my chest. Or, no, I want that chest hair on my face.
What is that? Is it like a. What is the beast? Is it like a lion?
Just a beast?
Is it a bear?
I think it's an amalgamation of animals.
It's like Friday Night Boo Boo. To ravish you with poppers and a harness on. You're like, beast, stop.
Oh my god,
it.
Beauty and the Beast is just the twink on the boo boo.
Oh my god, that'd be a great theme for Robert Brown. Beauty and the Beast, and the lads are like, we're gonna fuck the beauty off you, and there's roses everywhere in glass jars. Because then she and then the teapot, and I was like, hello darling. I'm like, what the fuck is going on in this place? That cup of tea just said hello to me. And that wee one there, a wee cup of tea, is jumping around with a chip out of it. I would have kicked its fucking boot the fuck out of it. Why the fuck am I up in Gaston? Who the fuck are you? Oh,
Gaston's not even been in the. No, it has been in this.
Thank you very much. Thank you. Fuck you, bitch. Hercules, I enjoyed it.
No, I love the muses from Hercules.
Yes,
they were the best. The Little Mermaid. Sassy and Anya used to do a group number of that, and it was so good. Like
Zero
so
to
good.
Hero. All that was stuff.
Like, it was like the. It was like a mix or something of it, but it was fucking brilliant.
Fantastic.
I loved it.
As soon as I kick you out of this house, I'm finding it and putting it into my repertoire tomorrow.
Oh, fuck, it was brilliant.
I am wearing a bed sheet to be a Grecian bitch
tomorrow. That's what Sassy did. I was like, you're a genius. And hers looked fucking stunning.
Love it. Love it. Come on, the Sassy. Do you remember the Aristocats?
Oh, my. No.
And I didn't really watch that either. It was all about cats. And I fucking hate cats.
I hate cats.
Little Mermaid, she just wanted a set of legs.
She literally got a pair of legs and then went, you, I'm writing you, and staying here.
Yeah, I would have just been like, is there any chance of a wheelchair?
Like something?
She would have been sweet. She could have just rolled off on the beach.
How do you have sex with the mermaid, though?
I don't know. Where's her family?
Suppose just oral, wouldn't it be?
I think all she could do was offer you a blowjob and a wee handy.
Diddy wank?
Yeah, probably. That'd be about it. Imagine, stick your dick in between my two clams here. Like,
okay. Make them a bit more saltier.
It hurts. I'm like, shut up, you'll like this, you bastard. I give up my family to come up here and diddy wank you.
My fish is...
But yeah, when you're actually looking at her, look at her wee tail and all, like, where do you put it? Is there do they not have, like, one of the fish has a wee pipe to shade out the back? Should we shade pipe?
Oh, fuck.
Like, Little Mermaid shade pipe.
Wee stringy poo.
Why am I turned off by that? Like, of all fucking things. Oh, Jesus. Pocahontas, we spoke about her. Finding Nemo, I liked it.
Love Finding Nemo.
Disney slash thing. Frozen, can't stand. Let it go. Fuck
yeah,
me.
The gays ruined
it. There it is. There's the fox and the hound.
Say,
look at that. Princess and the Frog, that was down there. Mulan, I loved it. Oh, fuck.
Mulan was great.
I loved to perform the number. It's like, let's get down to business to defeat the Huns. I'm a Protestant. All about it. But then you're like, could you perform that now? And somebody say, you're appropriate in Asian culture. I'm like, no, it's not a Disney dick. Fuck up.
And
we're gay.
Fuck,
I'd do it anyway. I love it. My favorite. I'm just scared to do it in case people are like, the fuck are you doing? I'm like, I love this song.
Sassy used to do it all the time in Liberty. She's brilliant at it. I loved it. She used to do like the fighting and all. I loved it.
Say goodbye. Oh, the Jungle Book. That's an oldie too.
Jungle Book was good. I loved the Jungle Book.
Ooby Doo. You wanna... That was 1967.
Mental.
I wasn't
do
even...
Do you know, see the Jungle Book? See the scene where he's dancing down on the, like, what do you call it? Like, tree log thing?
Aye.
They literally took that and then used that same frame and painted over it for Winnie the Pooh. If you look it up.
Well. Yep. There's some Disney trivia for you there, folks.
Mm-hmm.
Walt Disney's not just a bastard, but he also copies from other films of his own.
Well, it was both his films. Like.
That's what I mean. Sure. Save yourself money, folks. You got all that drawn.
Enchanted. Have you ever seen Enchanted?
Enchanted. Wasn't that... No.
I love Enchanted.
Sword in the Stone. Hated that. That was balls. Oh, it was shite. Wasn't interested in it at all. Some dick.
Was it like a fella?
Some film? Dick with a sword. Encanto. Encanto.
Encanto. Love Encanto.
Enchanted. There was also A Bug's Life. Didn't really
No, I loved that.
I didn't mind that.
Do you remember there was A Bug's Life and Ants at the same time?
That's right. Ants were kind of good. It was...
No, Ants was by far pure fucking Nazis.
You know what I enjoy? The Emperor's New Groove.
Love fucking very, love
very
that.
Funny.
Wrong lever, Kronk.
Wrong lever.
I love that. It's
like, sorry. Fucking brilliant. Such a wee film. Disney's Fantasia, where the whole fucking cleaning department went up shit and fucking washed the place down.
That was, I don't even remember that, but I do.
Remember the mops and all dancing around the room and all. And I was like, fuck, imagine getting them now. Fuck, as you were a cleaner. I'm like, get me them mops. I'm doing none.
Have you ever been to Disneyland or Disney World?
Disneyland Paris when I was a child, but
I was there when I was like 15.
Not so much now. Like, I fly people to it and I hate them. I'm like,
gay. Did they come in like their merch and all?
Oh god,
stop.
Dressed to the nines. I'm like, Mickey Mouse is not real.
No offense to anyone, but like adult Disney people really do freak me out.
Me too. I'm like, do you know what's on your hard drive?
Saying that, my mother-in-law is full-on Disney freak, so love you, Michelle, but
love you too.
Everyone else is weird.
I don't know, like, I work away, but yeah. I keep seeing on TikTok, it's like, we're plus size park hoppers. Do you want to find out if you fit? It's all these big dolls, like, you know, big Americans. They can run the park and showing you if you can fit your arse in the seat. I'm like,
yeah, fair play.
Fucking right. Do the Lord's work, my love. Get that arse in a seat. I'm like, we're just having these donuts and they'll stay in my mouth while we fly around the loop to loop. I'm like, you are fucking slaying, my darling. Well done. You are giving the content that I want.
Love that.
The things I see on TikTok, I'm responsible for my own algorithm.
Hopefully, same. Swear to God.
It's like, what the fuck am I seeing? I'm like, I love that. There was one yesterday of this person just, like, somebody videoing a person just threw their arse over the side of a boat and just shit into the water. I was like, morning. I was like, hello. Love TikTok, I'm all for it. Happy days.
No, mine is usually like, not like random, like comedy sets and then rugby players in shorts.
Oh, pervert.
Philly.
That's what X is for, Twitter. You have to go there and see yourself.
It's TikTok being like, girl, we know.
It's like, we know who you are. Here's some shit. And I'm like, oh, thanks very much. I get fucking everything. There's 1 minute I'm looking at this, and then there's the next thing, there's fucking some fella in, like, the Southeast Asia making bricks on his hunkers. I'm like, right? Why are you live?
Do you know what I love on TikTok? Do you ever see the ones where they get the really like hot ball and put it into things?
Yes. And it's like putting like the molten ball into like
hair gel and it makes all big fart noises. Fuck, I love it.
Oh my god.
I love it.
They're the ones I'd stop and watch.
Yeah.
Do you ever see the videos of the cars like flying off cliffs? Like they're like, it's a like a computer game and you just watch the car like go down break
up.
It's one of them you're just sitting like that, like, what is this I'm watching? I love it.
And
it,
like pure brain rot. Like, literally, you yourself getting dumber.
And I love it. I'm like, I am all for it. What I'm also all for is taking a break. We'll be back in just a second where we will speak about other important topics in the world. Fuck knows. We'll be back in a wee minute. Whatever you're doing, stay classy. We'll see you in just a second. Hello. Welcome back to the Laundry Room Podcast with me, your hostess with the mostess that is terrified of haunted ghostess, Roxy Tumbledryer. This week I am joined by the fabulous Becca Boots.
I fucking love Lucas Aid.
Me. Bloody gorgeous.
Simon, I've got malaria.
I can't come into work. I've got been bitten by mosquito. Fucking mosquitoes on holiday must know I'm arriving. They're like,
okay.
Hello, bitch.
Oh my god, no. See, when I lived in Portugal, Yeah, we lived in Portugal, and we used to look after like apartments. So like, you know, like it'd be someone from Ireland owned it, and then we would go in and do like the changeover, so like clean it for the next people coming, right?
Oh, like cleaners?
Yeah, but no. But then we would do like, but it was property management, okay?
Property management. Then, no, picking up an old condom, sling against the wall. I'm like,
fuck,
quick,
off.
Drink it. I'm like, okay.
Sorry, that actually made me gag. No, there was this old Irish woman that came in. I think she's from Dublin or something.
And go and suck the condoms dry. Going,
they were like, Tom was like, oh, did you enjoy your holiday? And she's like, oh, it was brilliant. Weather was gorgeous. Then she was like, but fuck me, the midgets kept biting my ankles. The midgets kept biting
the
my ankles.
Midgets?
She meant midgies. Fucking squeal.
Fuck Jesus, the fucking midgets keep biting them. He's like, look, they're called little people now.
Yeah, it's like, Jesus Christ, love.
Dwarfs or midgets.
It was literally, do you remember that video where it was like, there's pedophiles on the floor. There's pedophiles. She's talking about centipedes.
Yes. Oh my god, there's pedophiles coming across that floor.
We were like, that just happened in real life.
I love them. Like, yes. People are like flying and on the things you hear from people, and you're like, yes, I have that. Yeah.
But I love like
things
like,
they call from a whole different name. I'm like,
from a different generation.
Just being completely like, illiterate, not well.
Yeah. No, my dad has a friend, and his nickname is Doot.
Doot.
But they mean it like an apple doot, which is like the middle of an apple.
Oh, the wee, like...
But that's what his name is. His nickname is Doot, because he used to eat the doot of an apple.
Fuck
and
off.
And I was like, Daddy, do you know what doot means?
Family? Like, doot? There is always somebody, like, you want to know, like, older men, for there's doot, and that one there's called fucking crust or something. Like, there's just weird names, and there's like, that's Vente, and fucking... There's always a Johnny, isn't there?
Like, and Beezer,
and fucking... Anything ends with M-Y, like...
Yeah,
you're like Beggy.
Rock,
that's shite. I can't be in an old man's group. I'm raging. I can't be Rocky Balboa, booyah.
Rocky Balboa, bag.
Rocky Bull Balboa,
tongue twister.
Fuck Rocky Bull. Oh,
oh my god.
Rocky Ball Ball Bag?
Yeah, Ball. That's what I just said.
Rocky Ball Ball Bag. There you go. I couldn't get that out of my brain. If you're listening at home, try and say Rocky Ball Ball Bag. He's coming to a wrestling match near you.
That's your drag king name.
What was the voice I was doing earlier on? It's like, oh, we've got that fantastic loan for you. Do you want to get away from your unloving husband with a small 5'4" penis? Then you just have to call singlewoman.com. That's singlewoman.com.
You need to do radio.
I'd love to do some work in voiceover. Telling you our fantastic deals today. There's something wrong with my brain. It is. It's like... that's how I speak on stage.
Do one for promote your Saturday night show doing that voice. Go.
And of course, do not forget, every single Saturday night at Union Street Bar, it's myself, Roxy Tumble Dryer, with my co-host, Karma Violet, and a fantastic array of gorgeous guests. Cabaret from 7 o'clock up until 10, with the best music you've ever heard, free drinks giveaways, and the best cabaret this side of the town. Prior to that, we've got Becca Boots doing karaoke from 4 o'clock, which you don't want to miss. Be there, or be square.
Oh, my god, that was perfect.
It's also one of those ones where you're like, do you want to go faster? Put your hands in the air. Do you want an amoeba in your brain?
No, now you sound like you're working in a waltzer.
Yeah, that's what it's like. Scream if you want to get fingered. I'm going down the waltzers to fight with that. Yeah, that's, I love that. That's my
let's spread
voice.
A rumor.
Do you ever hear me? Like, something like, good evening, folks. Welcome along to Union Street Park as we cheer for feeling happy.
Fully.
It's not my voice.
I know. Literally.
But there's something about it. It's people listen to it.
It works.
Like, oh,
it works.
Because if you're just going to go on the microphone, and this is my advice to anybody who wants to talk as a record or host or do anything, you don't just go on with your own voice. Like,
no.
Hi, welcome to the show. My name is Boop, and my name is Doot, and I'm here to host this fantastic afternoon of cabaret and karaoke. Fuck off, I'm getting my coat, I'm away.
Yeah.
But really, when it's like, good out, it's just something.
Fully. No, I remember because it was L and Fear said to me, they were like,
LMNOP?
Yeah, they were like, they were like, you're literally such a million on the microphone. I'm like, yeah, because you have to have some personality. Like,
something that you hear and listen to, going, oh, that's her. You're like, all right, well, whatever.
Yeah.
Whereas mine's like, all right, tonight we've got more cabaret coming right now. Please make some noise for Becca Boone. as the microphone trails off in the
love
distance.
Love that.
But the song's also like building up, so boo.
Oh, get professional.
Get on up. Oh, bitch. That's it. Come to my new classes. Well, speaking of classes, yes. The fabulous Dick Van Dyke is doing hosting and drag classes. Actually,
yeah.
I'm gonna tell you right now the details. This is not a paid advertisement. This is for my good friend.
We just like him.
Fucking love. Was a member of the podcast. So we have got a 4-week course for hosting and drag king development. So it's 4 weeks every Thursday, 7 to 8:30, starting on the 13th of February, and there is a couple of cycles as well. There is limited space on each course, of course, because you can't be teaching hundreds of bitches. But literally, you can get a crash course of actually how to get out there and speak with the crowd. Because talking in front of... Whenever I first did it, yes, it's a bit, oh my God. And you learn from being fucked in at the deep end. It's only sometimes ways to be thrown in. Once you have a little bit of experience or knows or have a script or what you're going to do in your head, but to be just fucked in there and go.
Yeah.
Because that's what I told Karma. I was like, are you ready? Go. Ah!
Yeah.
Boom. And now look at the bitch. She's still. Oh, no, I'm joking. Okay. Big up, Karma. Violet. She is the hardest working bent in town. I love her.
God, love
She's
her.
Amazing. She's my little bit.
Your little.
She's doing so well. She's very good.
But I feel like you've sort of mentored a lot of people without like taking credit for it.
Do you think so?
Fully. Well, myself included.
Did I?
Yeah. Oh my God, are you kidding me? I literally started. You were the only one like constantly giving me gigs. You were the one saying like, oh, see this and that. And then like always feedback, always thing. And it was never like feedback like you were going, here, that was woeful.
Yeah,
that was really good.
Good luck next week.
And see this, see that. Do you know what I mean? Like you were always like
I'm always like, sometimes somebody's going on, I'm like, your neck is very bare. Put that necklace on.
Yeah,
that
out of exactly.
I bring extra fucking joy. I'm like, put that necklace on, put that ring on. You look like shit.
Yeah.
No, you don't look like shit, but it's just my way of being like, put that on. We needed that little extra piece of poof to be like, yes, that looks good.
But even Chrissy says, she's like, I went to the school of Roxy's hosting. She literally says
she
that.
She did.
Do you know what I mean?
Because I hear my fucking self in that con.
Fully. But like, see, to be honest, that's why I love doing a Friday with Chrissy, because I'm literally starting to wet myself. Because she literally went to the school of Roxy Tumbledryer hosting.
Yep.
So it's just that humour, which is just so quick, so thing. Do you know what I mean? Like, whereas I'm pure fucking, I'm like, I need to look after the computer and make sure the music's playing right. Like, I need to be sitting there like, ugh.
I want this Spotify playlist to be ready to go whenever I
like,
hit it.
But I'm see, because like, in my head, I'm like, see, there's like that bit of silence. I get the fucking ick. My back shivers.
Right.
I hate it.
I'm telling you now, there's something to be said about a silence. And again, actually, speaking of this, in my last show, the show before it, I was quite quiet because obviously January.
Yeah.
Motherfucker. Everyone listen to this in January.
Everyone's
please come
skin.
Out.
Please come out.
Please come out and see us on Saturday. See the last Saturday of the month. Come to Union Street.
Do you know what to do? Come to the karaoke on a Saturday, sing a song badly, get your free drinks, and then stay for Roxy's show. There you go.
And then I'll give a free drink as well on the old slam.
Well, no, I'm saying come sing your songs, build up your drinks, and then use your drinks to watch your show.
sing a couple of shitty songs. She's got drinks for her to give away, and there's weeks I come in and there's loads left, and then I take them for me.
Exactly.
You know,
take them
doing.
Away for her. She has
we're
problems here.
I've got problems. I've got 99 problems, but karaoke ain't one. Fuck me, what was I about to say there?
Oh shit, sorry.
Oh shit, I always have a brain fart.
You were saying about last week, there was something.
There was.
We were talking about silence.
Yes, so last week there was quiet January, blah, blah, blah. And I was like, folks, just want to hear something fun? And I turned the music right off and went, this is called awkward gay bar noise. And it was like, just silence. And then I went, yeah, and turned it back up, and people just started laughing. I was like, right.
Love that.
And literally, they all just sort of came alive. Then I was like, there. Because it's like, do you want to hear something? Here's awkward gay bar sound.
You can acknowledge that.
And I love acknowledge it. And I, oh my God. I
love
hear,
that.
You can hear, do you ever perform, have you ever performed times and you can hear your own feet?
Oh, fuck. No, the worst is when you hear your own lips.
Yeah.
You're like,
oh, I've been places, and the sound, you just go on blind, you don't know what sound, and you're like,
oh, fuck.
That's the sound coming through the speaker. It's,
and
it's
you muffled. Don't know you're what like, lyric it's on, you're like, mm-hmm.
Oh, bitch, I know. I remember this thing.
I will
me
know
and Rusty
what,
did
no.
this gig once, and I knew that the thing I was doing, I'd done it that many times, that I knew, but this is like, speaking, but, and it was that bad, that me and Rusty was like, bitch, this is, and I was like, I know, oh, instead of stopping, I was just like, keep going, it'll be, I was like,
gag.
And I was like,
Oh my god.
We still talk about it to this day. Time's going, do you remember that gig? I'm like, yep.
Gig. Where was that?
It was in the Europe Hotel for a group of electricians or these, like, basically white collar workmen. It was real. Like, yeah. Workmen. It all
figured, builder crack kind of people.
Like, real fucking builders, workmen. I think all the electricians. Gig. Rusty took the book and we both went and done it. It was the middle of an afternoon in the Europa Hotel.
Fucking
the
scream.
Sound that they give us was like a fucking, one of those, like, blowtorch connector boxes with flashing lights. The sound, this room was massive. They could not hear. Then the next day, they tried to set up some other sound. Do you ever heard a hotel have in-house speakers? Oh my god, see, since then,
fucking intercom?
See, since then, in-house speakers are my biggest fear, and I will never perform to them, because they're just in a hotel room for, like, conferences.
Yeah.
Like, the member of the bar. It's not for a performance number.
No.
Like, I have been, oh my god, I went out there, and it was through the in-house speakers, and it was like, and I could hear my own fucking feet, and I heard a woman going, I think I know this song. I was like,
gag.
Oh my god. And then I just like, no, and he actually folded. I was like, no, I have to stop this, just take the mic, go, hello everybody, I'm sorry, that sound is terrible, we'll maybe transfer it. There was no sorting out, it was fucked up.
But
me and Rusty done this whole thing, and I remember they just looked at us, like, we're just staring at us, and I could feel it, and I was like, we need to go. And we were talking on the mic, and I think I said this in a podcast episode with Rusty as well, or definitely spoke about it on this before, but I remember your life is like, you all plan so slow, because you're like, you're like trying to look for it, but you're paddling like fuck underneath, and this is the only time I've really been stuck for words or just said something that's just quite, and I was like, so we are, and of course this is, and you may of course win a prize today, you can win yourself, they were giving away, someone's like, and I just looked to my right, and there was all, like, you know, the hotel staff just lined up. Or a staff member covered in blood.
Oh my god.
And I swear to fuck, I think my arse fell out of my fucking trousers.
Oh my god.
Like,
I hate those moments.
And I was like, what? And Rusty was like, sort of like eyed me, and I had her, and I was like, yeah. And then she thinks she saved the day with something I can't remember. I've blocked it out from embarrassment. We still always just look at each other sometimes and go, what about a staff member covered in blood? I'm like, you know what? I could go with one of those right now. Like,
Jesus.
Staff
Christ.
Member covered in blood. Wow. I know my brain sometimes does and says fucking some mad shit, but
it's when you say something like that, you're like, what was I even thinking?
It wasn't even funny or made no sense.
Yeah.
It was funny and dark, great. And like, I used to call bingo on a Sunday night and be like, 2 and 1, 21, the age Madeleine McCann would be if we knew where the fuck
Jesus
she was.
Christ.
21. 1 and 4, 14. The amount of birthdays that went past that we didn't know where that child was.
Jesus Christ.
Or like, 2 and 7, 27. 27 euro was the bill for tapas that night. The parents had when they left their child in an apartment on her own.
You are mental.
Thank you. And every week people waited with bated breath for it. And I was like, no, not this week. And I was like, okay. All right. 69.
I fucking hate it doing bingo.
Oh, I used to love. Ugh, I miss Sunday night at Union Street Bar, the Sunday bingo show.
No, just, I miss it too.
Ugh. Thank you, everybody, for fucking off and this is not coming to support shit anymore. It ended, and we've now powerful Sundays, of course.
We do have powerful
Sundays,
bar,
but everything went smaller. It was always better than the Q Factory stage. It was great. Now, come back, come see us.
Come
and see us at Powerful Sundays. It's always a very good afternoon. I'm there sometimes.
But they have the...
I'm on the poster. I'm there.
So but the...
I'm actually in my own house and my bra knickers.
But I do love the format of it where, like, you know, like, the attack... So it's like a QR code and then, like, they text in like, the things, not the confessions.
I love it. So on a Sunday, you do have the opportunity... There's QR codes on the tables.
Mm-hmm.
And you can then, instead of writing letters like the old days, with a quill and a pen and some ink, which you couldn't find, so you had to use your own blood, and write in the Jew of it. And write in that you had something wrong with your friends. That's what we used to do back in the day. But now you can scan a QR code and write into us that way. And the easiest form, just say, Trudy, you look like a mess.
But you know what I love? See when you scan it once.
I want to get the QR code and take it home and sit from the house.
No. See when you scan it once, you've got the number. There was one time I finished and it was Elle and Trudy doing it after. And I literally, as I was getting in my taxi, taxed into it.
Okay, well then that's more of the reason to come down and get the
it's
number.
A
and then
gag.
Just see between the hours of 9 and 11. Send us texts if you're sitting in the house. I'm having a wink. What are you wearing? Send me dick pics.
Oh yeah. Oh my god.
I will answer them. I'm like, hello.
this Sunday.
It's like, excuse me, who's this? What will you have for your dinner? Do you have macaroni and cheese? Do you have food roast dinner? Before we wrap it up for the night, Miss Beck, I would just like to say that you're nothing but a cunt. We were speaking on the break about cunts in this world.
Yeah.
I was saying to you recently, obviously we'd spoke about it previously in the podcast, the passing of the Vivian, but mm-hmm. there was something that Mara Dwar wrote, a fucking legend, hilarious.
Love
brilliant.
Her. Love
she
her.
Put an Instagram post out this week, and there was a bit that I really, really, really resonated with. Mm-hmm. I was like, oh my God, that is like so fucking true. She wrote that, I don't know that after appearing on Blankety Blank over Christmas, this is about obviously the Vivian, mm-hmm. she was bombarded with a slew of homophobic abuse. It's known that the comments section on posts announcing on her passing are filled with comments like one less and rotten hell. Jesus. And over the past week, since that happened, over the past time, since the podcast started or whatever, the amount of comments under things, you know, I know the tabloids are absolute fucking cunts and they just keep saying like, the last word she wrote on Facebook, fuck up.
Yeah.
Stop fucking mixing. But it was just, it gives a platform for these people to write just fucking hate. I seen one person write, one more paedophile in the ground. I'm like, as we did, we said this earlier on again, and I'm coming back to this, but I'm like, fucking hell. Like, Jesus Christ, a person has died.
Yeah.
We don't know what happened, whatever the fuck it is, but it.
Someone's passed who was so talented, so, like, incredible. Do you know what I mean? And
yeah.
It's horrible that the people would just jump on this. Some sort of hate and then call us hateful or call us sinners and you're like
horrible names just because I have the balls to live my life authentically. I'm not hiding, but most of these fucking cunts that are commenting, as my mum has said to me on the phone, we've talked about this, the ones that scream the loudest have the most to hide.
See, the thing is,
they have the most to hide.
Stupid people, they speak the loudest and they speak the most confident, so people think, oh my God, what they're saying must be right.
And it's not.
But it's not. It's ridiculous. Absolute shit. Dribble.
Absolute shit.
It's completely. It's horrible.
It is. It's wild. But I've even had. Now you see it online. I've seen more and more and more online. Like there's an advert for our drag brunch coming up at the end of January at the Balmoral Hotel. Last Sunday of January. Grab your tickets. Come and see the girls. The drag brunch bunch. But there is an advert on Facebook at the moment. And if you see it in your sponsored post, get in and give it a little bit of positivity. Go against these fucking arseholes. There's people writing hateful comments because it's a sponsored post. Facebook puts it out to everything and every motherfucker can write anything. There is this one man that has commented on three posts in the past couple of days. And I replied to him today saying, you're fucking obsessed. You keep commenting and vomiting and reacting on this. In his pictures, there's him in his band uniform playing fucking bump 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 on the bass drum. Like, bitch, I was in a fucking band. I blew every fucking flute and played drums going, cunt. Mm-hmm. I can fucking redden your face. Like,
see, the thing
don't know
is,
who he is, but like, you're screaming under every post vomit. And he lives nowhere near the Balmoral Hotel. He's a Protestant. He's not going to go into West Belfast. What the fuck is it to do with you? Why? There's so many things I say to you. I fucking look online and go, roll my eyes. But I'm not going to spend my time writing, you're a fucking dickhead.
Yeah.
Because I have better things to do with my time. I have a life to live. Why the fuck would you do that?
But see those people, they're exposing themselves because see those sponsored ads. Mm-hmm. It's targeted based on your algorithm and what you look up and what you do.
That's
so it's
right.
Like, so why is that coming up constantly for you?
Why are you
see when you're commenting saying, why is this on my feed? What are you searching?
What are you looking up and looking for drag brunches? Are you looking through drag brunches from? There's ones from fucking America. A fucker in, I don't know, Yugoslavia, whatever the fuck, I don't know where. All these letters writing, this is a fucking abomination. I'm like, mate. Fucking, where the fuck do you live?
See, at the same time, they're the ones in our fucking DMs on Instagram going, you're gorgeous, you're beautiful.
Go with me. I'm like,
and you're like, oh, do you know what I mean?
I always ask them for a dick pic, then it comes back and it's a fucking acorn. And you're like,
it looks like chewed up fucking bubblegum.
100%.
Like stinking.
100%.
An outie belly button. All foreskin, nothing else.
It's all fucking rotten. I'm like, I'm straight of a wife. I'm like, I am so, feel so sorry for some of these women that have settled down and had kids with men with most disappointing penises. This has went for a turn I did not expect tonight, but God, let's have a silence for just those women who are living with penises that are not up to fuck all. Per girls. Per fucking girls. But the thing is, also as well, as I'm saying that their comments online, but it's only recently I've noticed that in actual real life, I'm starting to see shit. Like, I was saying, during Christmas, and I'm happy to talk about this now because it's after Christmas, but I was doing one of our evenings in the Balmoral, one of my Christmas shows, and we had a group of lovely people in from on their works night out, but there was this young fella, arsehole, off his fucking tits, of course, wiped out, was just everything I was obviously doing, stand up as I do, was talking to her, and all I kept hearing under his voice was, gay cunt, faggot, fuck's sake, blah. And I stopped the show and went, do you want to leave? Mm-hmm. And he looked at me and I was like, do you want to leave? You don't need to be here. You've had your dinner. You don't need to stand here and watch me. If you keep calling me gay cunt, do you want to leave? Because you can just go. No, no. His workmates actually physically started to move away from him.
Gag.
And then a couple of ones still left him. But it actually... And I am so annoyed at myself for admitting it. And I... But I did. It annoyed me. It really fucking got to me.
Because sometimes it's easy to shrug it off. But sometimes it does really... You're like, right, enough's enough.
It just got to enough's enough because it... Fuck this. I am here to do a job. I'm here for people that like me. So I was meant to do the following Friday.
Mm-hmm.
And the show was put together. We're putting it all in the same room with Carolyn Stewart's mm-hmm. crowd and, of course, mine. So my panic kicked in. These people... Oh, where's your grinder going? It's your husband. Where the fuck are you, pervert?
That's Facebook Messenger. I don't know who the fuck uses that anymore.
It's actually one of these fellas we're talking about with the dirty dicks. Like, do you like my tiny penis? So basically, like I as I have said many times, well, I have a counsellor. I like to go and speak to her, and I speak through mm-hmm. this as well. That's obviously through it, and I don't give a fuck about it now. But at the time, I thought to myself, I'm getting into a room of people that may have those type of people in it. That you don't know. You don't know because you're getting into the unknown. It's not a crowd that are coming to see me in particular. Yeah. It's a mix. I don't know. And I actually doubted myself, and then I cancelled that gig. Of course, yourself and the lovely Elvos picked up. For my depression, you got a bit of work out of it. Or for my fears, you got. But I actually am so annoyed at myself to do that because I watched videos from that night and the crowd were loving you guys. Absolutely loving the guys. They were clapping. People on my Facebook that were there as well that actually were messing me going, where are you? I was like, I am so sorry. I have had to. And I'm annoyed at myself for doing that.
Yeah.
Because why the fuck should any fucker put me off what I do?
Yeah.
But the thing that also baffles me is, why so young? Is it bred into you from a certain age that you just have to be a fucking prick?
It has to be that they've learnt it, do you know what I mean?
Because something.
But to be honest, because while we're talking about this, like in my street, there's kids that are out playing all the time, and I used to, like, when I'm getting in the car to go to, like, my gig, I would leg it to my car, be like, oh, don't let anyone see me. But they've seen me so much, and I see when I'm walking to the car now, they'll let you go, I love your dress, or I love your hair, and I'm like, that is so lovely. And it's not even just like the girls in it, some of the wee boys would
wee
say
boys
that
as well.
And I'm like, that is so adorable.
Like, oh.
Do you know what I mean? Because to them, they just see someone dressed up and they're like, that's cool.
Yeah.
Because they know me out of it.
Hatred of like, oh, that's fucking something, something, something.
But
like,
that's a perfect example of that. That's their parents teaching them, because they might have went home like the first time they see me and asked their parents, what is that? And then they went, oh, well, it's blah, blah, blah. And they went, oh, right, okay. And that was it. But no, but that's the thing.
Maybe the parents were actually just...
Lovely.
Lovely.
And that's what I mean.
He's going to his work. He plays dress up.
They taught those kids that, look, it's just dress up. It's just this. You know the way you do it Halloween? Yeah. They went, oh, okay. And that was it.
My niece is 8 years of old. 8 years of old. 8 years of age.
8 years of old.
And I remember it was like, which was 6 and a half, when we just went one day sitting, she went, you're Roxy Dumbledore. I was like, oh. I was like, how do you know? She goes, I see your TikToks.
Oh.
And she literally loves it. She's been on the float at Pride.
Yes, yes.
Lily, she's been on the float twice.
The
she loves coming here. She gets her wig on. She chooses every wig she wants every year.
So
I think
cute.
Next year she wants to order it herself online, so I'm going to have to pay for a wig.
Yeah, you're going
and
to
maybe
to.
A costume. I don't know. Maybe we'll get matching outfits this year.
Please,
and we've
please.
Got, of course, we've got my nephew Rio as well, but he will start murder. So we're he just wrecks the place.
Gag.
But that's the thing. It shows the difference of children, and she just knows it. She doesn't care. She went, okay,
my
just dress up.
My niece / goddaughter this year Christmas bought me a makeup set.
Aww.
Literally bought me like sponges, like proper like primer, like that. I was like,
good
girl
stuff.
You know your shit, like do you know what I mean?
My niece's skincare, so there's like bubble like, skincare, this stuff, loves it. P. Louise, I'm like,
that's what she got me, a P. Louise set.
I bought my sister a P. Louise thing, and then my niece looked across and went, I have that too. It was fucking raging. They did the same one. I was like, well, I also bought it too. So is that okay if you're going to... She was in here. All those face, all those mannequin heads you can see up there painted.
Yeah.
Like mental bastards.
Gag.
She did those. She painted those.
That's
so
cute.
Kids don't care. But what I'm just looking back on that going, oh my God, I can't believe that I ended my 2024. But I will leave that in 2024 and go, that is
good.
No longer going to fucking annoy me. If you have a problem, these people, they're coming out of the woodwork more and more and more. I'm starting to see it now, whether it's just online or something. They're just hatred or spending for just... I don't want to fuck you. And yeah. It's always the ones that are ugly.
Stankers.
Rotten.
Stankers.
Like, this fella was as thin as something that was fucking dying. His skin was like speed bumps. It was disgusting. Oh my God, what he was wearing was vile. Oh my God, And then I don't understand. I was like, what the fuck? See, and as soon as I put him in his place and shut the fucker down,
yeah.
Then they were like, all right. Yeah. I was just like, please don't walk in front of the drag queens
fucking performing. Hard now.
And then I just went, and the whole fucking room silenced. Like, I hear people like,
gag.
Silence. Gag. Because I do that. You've probably seen me do it once before. I was like, sorry. Hold on a fucking minute here. Some woman called me a dramatic tranny.
Yeah.
One night in Union Street, because I told her to get off the stage, stop dancing, stop get on the stage in front of somebody. Yeah. She goes, says, fuck up, you dramatic tranny. I took her by the back of the neck, the nape of the fucking neck, marched her through the bar and fucked her through the two thin doors that are heavy, and says, don't ever fucking speak to me there again.
She was banging on the fire doors and all?
Banged on the fire doors and then took a pish on the fire doors with her man, with her mother.
Crazy
people out there. I do not fucking deal with it.
See, but that's what, see, for me, see, like, before I did drag, I used to always like be so, because like I am obviously quite camp, and I used to always be
Miss Bang, Beyonce.
But I always got nervous about being around people, so I was always very quiet, because I was like, I'm so camp, they're going to be like faggot. But then see, doing drag, I've like, especially doing drag and now doing the mic and stuff, I love the power of being like, so if I see a strip man, I target them straight away, because I'm like, bitch, like, like, if they try to give you like a weird look, I'm straight over there being like, right, I'm roasting the fuck out of you.
I
like,
can tell when they feel uncomfortable, and I go for that. I love it.
Like,
fuck it, you're in my spot, here we go.
Yeah.
But as I say, with kids in the street and stuff, I would even walk along as myself. I've had, even on my flights working as cabin crew, bunch of kids, a bunch of younger ones, and I, or fellas as well, and I've heard them go, faggot. Now, I don't, it wasn't directly said to me, so I can't say it was and get them fucked off in any certain way, but fuck me, it boils my piss. And you can't turn around sharp as a fucking die like you are in drag, especially when you're in a professional gig. So I have to be like, but I would have wiped the fucking floor with a lot of them without even fucking lifting a fist. I would have but we just keep on moving.
Keep on flying.
That's all we got to do. But here, let's, speaking of keeping on moving, we're going to keep on moving. Becca, thank you for joining me this
thank you
week
so much.
For the second spin.
I know. Woo!
We didn't speak about anything, but we'll speak about everything.
I love that.
I love it too. It's been great. We're a couple of drinks down, fogged down, everything. I'm going to pish myself. It's been fucking 1 hour and 20 minutes worth of banter.
Gag.
It's all going. Guys, once again, thank you so much for listening. As always, you are all amazing. To everyone that's coming up to me in Union Street last week, at a girl dressed as a little tiny schoolboy who was dancing in my game and then says, I love the podcast. Aww. Shout out to that schoolboy, whoever the fuck you are, lesbian, I love you. And to everybody else that is listening, shout out to Lindsay from EasyJet, Lindsay Anderson, in my work, and her mum who listens as well, Mrs. Anderson. Y'all, Mrs. Anderson, crazy. I'm still in the southern accent.
Can you give a shout out to my brother? He shouted at me because I didn't do it in the
last
one.
Yes, shout out to Becca's brother, Patrick, of course, and your Spanish partner, El Nombre. Remember that from years ago? El Nombre.
He's actually Southern American. He's from Peru.
The Peru.
But then he lived in.
I'm now gonna call him and your him and Patrick the Peru 2.
The Peru 2. Love
it. Peru 2. It was also during Christmas. El Peru. Well, how he stuck a dildo to his head.
Yes. Oh my God. No. That made his fucking life.
There's a video and it's swinging in slow motion.
They
made it a gif. That's right. You sent it to me and I loved it. It was part of my One More Sleep Leona Lewis number every fucking week at Christmas. But I love it. And every bald head in the crowd got
fucking
a dildo stuck. So if you really want to find it, go look for it online. It's somewhere, or we'll post it, or we'll try.
I'll post it my story.
Becca will post it on her story once this gets released.
He's going to kill me.
And I can't wait, because I fucking love it. Once again, guys, thank you so fucking much. Thank you for listening to the Laundry Room Podcast with all of your love. If you're enjoying it, please give it a share, give it a like, give it whatever the fuck you're listening to it on, give it a wee something something, whatever you have to do, give it a wee kiss, give it a wee blue, wee fart.
Aww.
Anyway, have a nice one, whatever you're up to. Enjoy yourself, and I'll see you all on the next one. God bless. Good night. Bye-bye.